ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ हरे कृष्ण। वे कंटिन्यूइंग अवर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 22। बलि महाराज सरेंडर्स हिज लाइफ, टेक्स्ट नंबर 34 टिल 36। टेक्स्ट नंबर 34। त्वाम् अभिभविष्यन्ति लोकेशा किमुता परे त्वच्छासनाति गान्धैत्यां चक्रं मे सुदयिष्यति। ट्रांसलेशन बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ऑन द प्लैनेट सुतल Not even the predominating deities of other planets, what to speak of ordinary people, will be able to conquer you. As far as the demons are concerned, if they transgress your rule, my disc will kill them. Since this text does not have a purport, we'll take the next one. Text number 35. रक्षिष्ये सर्वतोहं त्वां सानुगं सपरिच्छदं सदा संहितं वीरा तत्र मां रक्षते भवान। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ ग्रेट हीरो, आई शैल ऑलवेज बी विथ यू एंड गिव यू प्रोटेक्शन इन ऑल रेस्पेक्ट्स अलोंग विथ योर एसोसिएट्स एंड पैराफेर्नेलिया। मोर एवर यू विल ऑलवेज बी एबल टू सी मी देयर। टेक्स्ट 36। तत्र दानव दैत्यानां संगाते भाव आसुरः दृष्ट्वा मद अनुभावं वै सद्य कुंठो विनंक्ष्यति। ट्रांसलेशन पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। बिकॉज देयर यू विल सी माय सुप्रीम प्रोवेस, योर मटीरियलिस्टिक आइडियाज एंड एंजाइटीज दैट हैव अराइजन फ्रॉम योर एसोसिएशन विद द डीमंस एंड द दानवास विल इमीडिएटली बी वैंक्विश्ड। पर्पोर्ट। The Lord assured Bali Maharaj of all protection, and finally, the Lord assured him of protection from the effects of bad association with the demons. Bali Maharaj certainly became an exalted devotee, but he was somewhat anxious because his association was not purely devotional. The Supreme Personality of Godhead therefore assured him that his demonic mentality would be annihilated. In other words, by the association of devotees, the demoniac mentality is vanquished. Satam prasangan movirya samvidho bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha. Bhagavatam 325-25. When a demon associates with devotees engaged in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gradually becomes a pure devotee. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 22nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders His Life. Om Agyan. Seek the blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas to speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam. We are reaching almost the end of this particular section. One more chapter to go now. And we are seeing the glories of Bali Maharaj being revealed by Lord Vamanadev. After Lord Vamandev has thoroughly tested Bali Maharaj, now the time has come to reward him sufficiently. So we see Lord Vamandev is offering him an entire planet, Sutala Loka. And Lord Vamandev has told him that this Sutala Loka will be better than even Indra's heaven. So this point we see here in this particular series of verses which we are dealing today, that Lord Vamandev has offered a Sutala planet, and secondly, Vamandev also has told that I will personally protect your planet. And what type of protection? Protection from outsiders and protection from insiders. Outsiders will not attack you, will not seize your kingdom, and insiders, those who are demoniac, people who are staying with you, they will not affect your Krishna consciousness. So we will try to discuss on this. I was referring Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto, and there is the description of the subterranean heavenly planets or the hellish planets. And in that discussion, Sukadeva Goswami mentions about all the lower planets, starting from Atal till Rasatal. So while describing them, when the time comes to speak on Sutala Loka, I mean, we will, if we get time, we'll discuss the we'll describe the whole seven planets there. But in the whole seven planets, the description is very materialistic, except Sutala Loka. So the whole seven planets, which is materialistically very much made for sense enjoyment, Krishna arranged Sutala Loka to be favorable for arranged Sutala Loka to be favorable for Bali Maharaj. So there in the fifth canto, Sukadeva Goswami mentions a series of verses glorifying Sutala Loka and also glorifying Bali Maharaj's exemplary qualities. So we'll go through those verses and also deal with little purports of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada speaks very highly about Bali Maharaj there. So this is fifth canto, 24th chapter, entitled The Subterranean Heavenly Planets. And we are beginning from text number 19. Sukadeva Goswami says, below the planet Vitala is another planet known as Sutala, where the great son of Maharaj Virochan, Bali Maharaj, who is celebrated as the most pious king, resides even now. For the welfare of Indra, the king of heaven, Lord Vishnu appeared in the form of a dwarf brahmachari as the son of Aditi and tricked Bali Maharaj by begging for only 3 paces of land but taking all the 3 worlds. Being very pleased with Bali Maharaj for giving all his possessions, the Lord returned his kingdom and made him richer than the opulent king Indra. Even now, Bali Maharaj engages in devotional service by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the planet of Sutala. Srila Prabhupada gives a very beautiful purport, and Srila Prabhupada says, the Lord appeared before Bali Maharaj as a Brahmana beggar, and Bali Maharaj gave him everything he had. However, Bali Maharaj did not become poor. By donating all his possessions to the Supreme Lord, he became a successful devotee and got everything back again with the blessings of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing here that when a devotee gives something to Krishna, he does not lose anything. In fact, Krishna returns with interest. So Bali Maharaj got everything in interest within short time. Generally, if you go to bank, if you deposit some money, you get after some time, let's say after some years. But here, within a short span of time, everything was taken, and within a short span of time, everything was given with much more opulence and much more security also, guaranteed that this will not be lost till the next Manvantara, when you become Indra. So Prabhupada mentions, Prabhupada uses this point to speak about donations and charity. Prabhupada says, similarly, those who give contribution to expand the activities of Krishna consciousness movement and to accomplish its objective will never be losers. They will get their wealth back with the blessings of Lord Krishna, Prabhupada says. That means if we give Krishna something, Krishna will give back the wealth with blessings. On the other side, so this is a warning for devotees who are collecting that wealth. Janmashtami is coming up, so donations. So on the other hand, those who collect contribution on behalf of International Society for Krishna Consciousness should be very careful not to use even a farthing of the collection for any purpose other than transcendental loving service of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada makes that point that if someone is giving Krishna something, then those who are on behalf of Krishna accepting it should be very careful in using that money, that donation in Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada and all our acharyas, right from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have emphasized the principle of Yukta Vairagya, using everything for Krishna's service. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagyam Uchyate. So everything has to be used in Krishna's service, but one should be careful dealing with the material energy. I was hearing a class of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He was giving a class in Bhaktivedanta Hospital many years back. And he was emphasizing this principle of Yukta Vairagya. And he was saying that a devotee of Krishna his desire is to be always engaged, to be engaged in Krishna's service. But Krishna also arranges and facilitates and gives tools for those services. And Maharaj is emphasizing that a devotee should be attached to the principle of service and not attached to the tool of the service. Facility may be there or may not be there, but service should go on. And then he gives an example that you may have elevators and lifts. But if the elevators and lifts do not work, you should not be miserable. You should take the steps. Take the steps and go up. However, he also mentioned that those who are in charge of the elevator should not think, okay, elevator is not working. So you should not tell devotees, don't be miserable, use the steps. He should be in charge, he should be taking care of the elevator. But a devotee who is using that facility should not be attached to that facility. In fact, Maharaj gave a very humorous example. He mentioned that sometimes a husband may love his wife so much that he may think, my wife is working so much, so I will get a maid servant for my wife. But what may happen in due course of time, he will start loving the maid servant more than the wife. So using the facilities and loving the facilities more than Krishna is like loving a maid servant more than the wife, Maharaj mentioned. So therefore, this principle of Yukta Vairagya is important. Srila Prabhupada, he showed by his personal example, Yukta Vairagya. Srila Prabhupada went so many places and magnificent, lavish mansions were there for Prabhupada. But Prabhupada did not stay any place. Prabhupada kept on moving for preaching Krishna consciousness. And then finally, when time came and Prabhupada had to leave, of all grand places in ISKCON, Prabhupada chose Krishna Balaram temple. Because he knew in Vrindavan, it will be very good for him. We can think of Krishna. So he had so many mansions all over the world, but he chose Krishna Balaram. He stayed in Krishna Balaram. Of course, now in Vrindavan, so much facility is there. So we can say Vrindavan also is a good place to stay. But at that time, when Srila Prabhupada chose to stay in Vrindavan, not much facility were there. Everything was so meager and so very less. Water supply, electricity, everything was so less. It was an austerity to stay in Vrindavan in changing climates. But Prabhupada agreed. Prabhupada wanted to stay there because he was attached to Krishna than the facilities. So therefore, a devotee of Krishna, he is very much cautious in using facilities in Krishna's service. Yesterday I was hearing class of Govind through, and he was mentioning, a devotee should be conscious of Krishna and cautious of Maya. That means we should make his life Krishna conscious, but at the same time, also be afraid that Maya may trick. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was one step ahead. When he saw facilities are not used in Krishna's service, he was ready to even give up the facilities. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada mentions, he tells that this Bagh Bazar temple, such a beautiful temple we have made of marble. But then he saw devotees are very much attached to the facilities. And at one point of time, he decided that, let me rip off all the marbles and sell them and print books and distribute them. Like one time I met one senior devotee and asked him that it is told that when you go for preaching, it is mentioned that we should have good dress attire so that because we are representing Krishna conscious society. So the slogan is that first dressed and then address. So then I told him that, Prabhuji, that nowadays many times first dressing is good, but addressing is not there. That means you dress yourself nicely, you go, and there is no much preaching opportunity. So what to do? Then he said simply, first dress, then address. If no address, redress. Don't be attached to facility. That is the point. So Prabhupada is conveying here that we should not be attached to facility. And Prabhupada was so very much conscious of the money which was coming in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I was referring to Jaladuta diary of Prabhupada, and each and every day Prabhupada would write what happened on that day. Very short note, but without fail every day Prabhupada would write expenses, so many dollars, and donation collected, so many dollars. Every day Prabhupada wrote, till the point he became very busy, he could not write his diary. But every day, what was the expense and what was the donation he collected. One time one politician wanted to meet Prabhupada, he came to Juhu and Prabhupada was there inside the room. So he entered the room and he saw Prabhupada was counting money. So he was a little surprised because such a great Swami, he is counting money. And Prabhupada saw him and Prabhupada kept on counting the money. So he sat down And Prabhupada, after Prabhupada counted all the money, they immediately called two of his senior disciples and told, this half money is for this project and this half money is for this project. And within a short span of time, whatever money he had counted, everything was used for Krishna's service. So this was Prabhupada. Money came, but he wanted to use for Krishna's service. And many times Prabhupada also warned his disciples, don't keep money long waiting. Use it immediately in Krishna's service. And Prabhupada would also reward devotees who would save Krishna's money. One Prabhupada disciple told that Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and Srila Prabhupada arranged different departments in the temple. And Srila Prabhupada would often keep the money, and any demand for funds would directly come to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada had arranged that there was one shop of his friend, devotee friend, a shoe shop. So Prabhupada told devotees to tell him to donate the shoe boxes of his shoe stall. So the empty boxes would come, and Prabhupada gave to each and every department that shoe box and told that this is the piggy bank. You keep all the money which you save inside this shoe box. So the Prabhupada drilled a hole there, and all devotees had to keep the money there. So whenever a demand would come from any department for money, Prabhupada would call, show your shoe box. And Prabhupada would shake if some money is there. That means if money is not there, that means you're not saving money. Prabhupada would not give the funds. Prabhupada would encourage that you take money, but if something is remaining, immediately save it. Don't misutilize the money. So that was Prabhupada's meticulousness in using everything which came for Krishna's service. So this is what Srila Prabhupada tries to tell from the purport here, that Bali Maharaj like devotees may give a lot of things to the international society, but devotees who are in the moment, they should utilize everything properly and not waste even one farthing. Shukdev Goswami continues, he mentions, my dear king, Bali Maharaj donated all his possessions to Supreme Lord, but one should certainly not conclude that he achieved his great worldly opulence back again as a result of his charitable disposition. That means Shukdev Goswami is trying to tell here that Bali Maharaj did not receive favor of Lord Vamandev because he gave charity to Vamandev. It was not because of charity. Vamandev, Lord is never attracted by any charity. Lord is attracted by devotion. In fact, in Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Narad Muni went to Lord Shiva to glorify him as the greatest devotee, it is mentioned that Lord Shiva started glorifying Prahlad Maharaj, and then he was mentioning this point that if someone feels that Bali Maharaj got the mercy of Vamandev because of his charity, he is in illusion. Bali Maharaj's charity did not gain Lord's, did not help him gain Krishna's favor. In fact, Lord Shiva went to one more extent. He said, Banasur, he was supported by me. I personally protected him. Yet, at one point of time, Krishna was ready to kill him. But Krishna relieved him, did not even kill him. And Lord Shiva said, you know why, Narad Muni? Bali Maharaj and even Banasur got mercy because they had a connection with Prahlad Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj did not by his charity, he attracted Vamandev's mercy, but Bali Maharaj by his connection with Prahlad Maharaj got that devotional fervor to give everything to Lord Vamandev. That is the point. So he had all reasons not to give Vamandev, but here he knew from his training, grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, he wanted to give to Lord Vaman, who had come to his own house to beg charity. And that was the reason it is mentioned that Lord Shiva glorified Prahlad. In fact, Lord Shiva mentions that Bali Maharaj actually was offensive, actually committed a lot of mistakes. The first mistake he committed was he wanted to change the world order. What is that world order or the universal order? The demigods are supposed to stay in the heavenly planets, upper heavenly planets, and the demons are supposed to stay in the lower heavenly planets. But Bali Maharaj conquered Indraloka and wanted to stay there. So he wanted to change Lord Krishna's universal order. That was the first mistake he made. And second mistake he made was his own spiritual master is giving him personal instruction and he did not follow. So in worldly sense, that was Guru Aparad. And thirdly, Lord Shiva mentions that Lord Vamandev asked him for 3 places of land. And he started laughing. What is this, asking for 3 places of land? And he said, I can give very easily. I can give much more than that. And Lord Oman says, I am satisfied. Give me 3 steps of land. And it so happened that finally Bali could not even fulfill that promise. So that was again a mistake, again an offense to Lord. He promised he will give, but he could not give. Everything was covered by Lord, and finally he had to show his head to Lord Vamandev. You put your feet on my head. So Lord Shiva says that with all that mistakes, what charity can, this charity which Bali Maharaj is giving, how it can actually please Lord Vamandev? It was Lord, actually Bali Maharaj's devotional service and the connection to Prahlad Maharaj that gained his gained him a favor of Lord Vamana. So, Shukadev Goswami says here, Bali Maharaj offered everything at Krishna's lotus feet. His purpose, however, was not to gain anything material, but to become a pure devotee. So how Bali Maharaj got that idea of becoming a pure devotee? Because of his close connection with his grandfather, Prahlad. Shukadev Goswami continues and he mentions that the Supreme Personality of Godhead did not award his mercy to Bali by giving him material happiness and opulence, for this make one forget loving service to Krishna. The result of material opulence is that one can no longer absorb his mind in Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means Vamandev gave his mercy in form of kingdom, not that Bali will forget him. Prabhupada says there are two kinds of opulences. One is material opulence, which comes from karma. Another is spiritual opulence, which comes from Krishna's own side. Krishna gives it. Prabhupada says the special mercy of the Lord for the neophyte devotees is that he becomes materially poor. Why? Because this is Lord's mercy. Because if a neophyte devotee becomes materially opulent, he forgets Krishna's service. However, if an advanced devotee is favored by Lord with opulence, it is not material opulence, but spiritual opulence. Opulence given to Bali Maharaj was for continuing service to Lord because he was free from any touch of Maya. So this is the reason why Vamandev offered to Bali Maharaj, because he saw Bali Maharaj was capable of using that opulence properly and still continues devotional service. So Lord Vamandev offered that opulence, seeing Bali Maharaj's great devotional service. Shukadev Goswami continues, when the Supreme Lord could see no other means of taking everything away from Bali Maharaj, he adopted the trick of begging and took away the 3 worlds. Thus only his body was left, but the Lord was still not satisfied. He arrested Bali Maharaj, bound him with ropes of Varun and threw him in a cave in a mountain. Nevertheless, although all his property was taken away and he was thrown into a cave, Bali Maharaj still was very grateful to Lord Vamandev. Srila Prabhupada says this is an acid test. Every devotee has to undergo an acid test. Prabhupada says the very blessed position of being a pure devotee is not offered very easily. One has to first undergo a severe test of Lord. And when he passes a test, then Lord offers pure devotional service. In the case of Bali Maharaj, this test was taken. It was a severe test. In a short time, Bali Maharaj, who was the ruler of the 3 worlds, became a pauper. In front of his whole family, he became pauper and he was completely rebuked and even chastised by his own family members. But he remained silent, he did not object, and he remained grateful to Lord Vamandev. And the result was, Lord Vamandev saw his great qualities and saw that he has passed the test by flying colors. In that, Srila Prabhupada also, he mentions in a humble way that Krishna tested me twice in my life. The first is he took everything away from me. Prabhupada is referring to the time when Prabhupada was running a pharmacy shop and he was planning to give donations through the shop to the Krishna consciousness movement. And Prabhupada says, Krishna took everything away from me. That was his first test. And Prabhupada says, the second test came when Krishna gave everything to me. So when Prabhupada went to Western world, and then Krishna gave all the facilities to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was tested twice. But Prabhupada actually, he passed the test very nicely. So this is an acid test for all devotees where they are tested by Krishna before offering this pure devotional service. One time a devotee asked Prabhupada, does Krishna keep on taking tests of devotees? So Prabhupada says, no, not required. But when Krishna has to offer pure devotional service, he will definitely take a very severe test. And then Bali Maharaj speaks in these verses. He says, Bali Maharaj is saying that how pitiable the position of Indra is and that of his guru Brihaspati. Why is pitying Indra? He is saying, Lord Vamandev appeared in the family of demigods. And Indra could have asked from Vamandev pure devotional service. But he is telling Lord, he is engaging him in his service. Go to Bali and get my kingdom back. So Bali Maharaj is actually laughing at Indra. That what kind of Indra you are? You do not even know that you have to ask for pure devotional service from me, from Krishna. So he is referring that Indra is using Lord Krishna for his own service. And finally he says, on the other hand, myself, I am able to take this decision in my life because I have a deep connection with my own grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is a devotee without self-interest. And Bali Maharaj mentions the incident where Lord Narsingadev wanted to offer everything to Prahlad Maharaj, wanted to give him benedictions. And Prahlad Maharaj, what he asked? He begged the Lord for engagement in the service of Lord's devotees. So Bali Maharaj is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. Such an example Prahlad Maharaj is giving to the whole world, that when available material opulence, Prahlad Maharaj is begging for service from Krishna. So we can see from here that Bali Maharaj has gained lot of samskaras from his own grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj. Just by being in touch with a pure devotee, just by staying with him, just by observing a pure devotee, one learns so much from a pure devotee. So this is the glory of a child who is born in a devotee family. He learns by his observation. He learns by his observation. No one teaches him. Just by seeing his family members, he learns so many things. Parikshit Maharaj, he learned so many things from his grandfather Yudhishthir Maharaj. And so many examples are there in Srimad Bhagavatam and in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And also in today's world of devotees. So many examples. Devotees learn so much. Young devotees, just because they are in touch with great devotees. Srila Prabhupada often glorifies his own father, Gaur Mohandev, that I learned so many things from my father. My father wanted only spiritual goals for me, he would mention. Srila Prabhupada would say that my mother wanted me to go to London to become a barrister. But my father wanted me to learn Mridanga and to become a devotee of Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada recollects that Gaur Mohandev would bring sadhus, genuine or not genuine, he didn't judge also them. He would bring them and feed them nice prasad. And after the prasad is over, he would call small Abhay Charan and say, and ask the sadhus, please bless him that he becomes a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. So this is what we see, that Srila Prabhupada, he himself glorifies his father. And when people came in touch with Srila Prabhupada, the training, actually, as training of a devotee can be either by upbringing of in a family of devotees, or training can also be when you strongly take association of great devotees. That means you may not get the blessed opportunity of being born in a devotee family. But when you come in devotees association and then you take it seriously, even then there is a good chance of reviving our Krishna consciousness. Now we have so many examples. I just recollect our good example of in our own temple, Soka Krishna Prabhu. I had a chance to stay 2-3 days before he left this body. And I saw many things in him which he was not born and brought up in a devotee family. His family became devotee later after him. But in his case, he became attached to devotee and his spiritual master because of the training he received by association with devotees. In fact, he had this cancer in his spine and he could not even move his neck. But every day without fail, he would take bath. It was such a difficult thing, such a difficult ordeal for this caretakers. They had to lift him so graciously and so cautiously and put him on a chair and take him in the bathroom and give him a bath. Why? And he would every week, I think so, he would even shave his head. At that time, to shave head and take bath was the most difficult thing. But he would do that because he would say that so many devotees are coming to see me. If they see him morose, they will also become morose. They should see him fresh with tilak and nice shaven. So they should be happy seeing me. So this is what he is feeling, that I am feeling pain, but let other devotees not feel pain because of me. They should be happy seeing me. So that was the thing. And then we also know that when he wanted to leave his body, he decided to live in his home. And he said, my home is in Radha Gopinath temple. And he took that great risk of traveling from Bhakti Vinod Hospital and coming here. And Krishna reciprocated. Krishna allowed him to come here, even through that traffic, major traffic of Mumbai and all those bad roads. He came here safely. He stayed here for some time, attended many festivals, and finally, on an auspicious occasion, in front of all devotees chanting Hare Krishna, he left his body. So great training. By association of devotees, one gets trained. One time Srila Prabhupada was in Kumbh Mela, and this time one Babaji came to meet Srila Prabhupada. And he came and he entered the tent where Prabhupada was staying, and Prabhupada was discussing with all the devotees there. And Srila Prabhupada was talking in Hindi with him and asked him, "Have you gone to the Sangam to take bath?" So this person said, "Yes, now I will take bath in Sangam." And he bought out his Kamandalu, and he kept his Kamandalu under Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. He put water on that feet, and then he put the water, "This is real Sangam," and he put on his head. "I don't have to go to that Sangam. Sangam is here, holy person's lotus feet." And this man had bought a small child, and he told Prabhupada, "This is my child, please take him, make him a sadhu." A young boy, a five-year-old boy. And Prabhupada said, "This is a five-year-old boy. How can I take care of him? He's very small. Bring him when he's big." And Prabhupada then nicely told him that it's not possible to get a small child now. So he went away. And it is mentioned that small association of Srila Prabhupada, the desire of that person to have his child as a sadhu, it could not get fulfilled. But later, it is mentioned that the Padayatra was traveling different places all over India. And it came to one place, one village, where a sannyasi welcomed them. He was from Ramanandi Sampradaya. And he welcomed all the devotees and nicely took care of them. And while taking care of them, he told that, "I have met your spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada." And then he told, and fortunately in that yatra, there was one devotee who was also in the Kumbh Mela, the tent. And then he told that my father had taken me to Srila Prabhupada and wanted me to be sadhu. But Srila Prabhupada said, "Let him come later." Srila Prabhupada already blessed that person, that boy, that you'll become a sadhu, but come later. And because of that blessing, he mentions that sannyasi, that "I became a sadhu. I am taking care of this village, I am preaching here." So this is what is called as training, association of devotees. It can come either through the generation, through family members, as Parikshit Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur experience, or it may come through training by association with devotees nicely. Sukhdeva Goswami, he mentions that Bali Maharaj told that persons like us who are still attached to material enjoyment, who are contaminated by the modes of material nature, who lack the mercy of Krishna, actually cannot follow the path of Prahlad, the great devotee of Lord Krishna. So Bali Maharaj is saying that my grandfather is such a great soul, but I, even though I have an opportunity, but I cannot follow in his footsteps. Srila Prabhupada says this is the humility of Bali Maharaj. He is actually following properly in footsteps of Prahlad, but he is saying that I am incapable. I am not able to even follow his footsteps. And Prabhupada says the path of bhakti is not at all difficult if you follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas. And it is mentioned that Bali Maharaj actually, he exemplified the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. In a Krishna book, it is mentioned that Lord Krishna and Balaram once went to Sutala Loka. And the incident is mentioned where Lord Krishna and Balaram had previously gone to Kurukshetra for the solar eclipse. And there, Vasudeva and Devaki saw that all the great sages had come and they were glorifying Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Vasudeva became little kind of very in awe and reverence. So when they came back to Dwarka, Vasudeva started glorifying Krishna, that "You are Supreme Lord, you have taken birth in my family, but I have taken you so cheaply." So Krishna just smiled. Krishna did not break that feeling. Krishna let him continue that prayers. And finally Krishna told, "Actually it is not like that. Actually you are my eternal father, you are my eternal mother. Vasudeva and Devaki, you are eternal father and mother. And actually every one of our, all of devotees in the Dwarka, they are equally powerful like me. You can all be like me, you know, you are like power." So Krishna was trying to remove that kind of the yoga maya curtain he was putting so that Vasudeva and Devaki remains in their own rasa. So finally he told, "What can I do, O my mother and father?" So that time Mother Devaki, she asked from Krishna, Krishna, I have heard from sources that when you went to Gurukul in Ujjain, Sandipani Muni's ashram, that time your spiritual master wanted some Guru Dakshina, and then you brought the dead son of Guru back to life. So since the day I have heard of this, I am also feeling separation from my own children, whom I lost, the 6 children. So is it possible that can I see them only once in my life and feed them milk? And immediately Krishna Balaram says, yes, we can do that for you. And Krishna Balaram, immediately they go to Sutala Loka. And who is there at Sutala Loka? Bali Maharaj. And Krishna mentions that Bali Maharaj welcomes Lord Krishna Balaram so nicely. He is so happy seeing Krishna and Balaram coming to his own planet. He bathes the lotus feet of Krishna, puts the water on his head, and considers that this water is not even available for demigods. But I am a demon living in Sutala planet, is getting the chance of serving Krishna and Balaram here. And then he glorifies Krishna and Balaram, gives them a lot of gifts and all opulences. And finally he asks, what can I do for you? And Krishna Balaram mentions, in fact, while glorifying, he also follows the etiquette. Krishna mentions that first he glorifies Lord Balaram, and then he glorifies Lord Krishna. And then when Krishna asks that the sons of Prajapati Maricha, 6 sons, they were cursed to first take birth and get killed by from the hands of Kamsa. So that they are now in the planet of Sutala along with you. So kindly release them so that I can take them to Devaki, and then finally I can reinstate them back to the position of demigods. So all these 6 men come, and Krishna takes them, and on the way Krishna changes them into a small sibling form, small children. And the small children, 6 of them come, and Devaki becomes so happy. Devaki feeds them milk, and Krishna books, Srila Prabhupada mentions, because they drank the milk from Devaki, which was previously drunk by Krishna, so it was a maha milk, and because of which they all became purified of their sinful activities. And immediately after that, they could go from Sutala planet where they were suffering back to the demigod position, where they were united again with their father. So Palimara actually followed in footsteps of his Prahlad Maharaj in taking care of Lord Krishna and his devotees. Sukadev Goswami continues, he mentions, my dear king, how shall I glorify the character of Bali? The Supreme Godhead, the master of 3 worlds, stands with a club in his hand at the door of Bali Maharaj. So this is the last verse in the series of verses, and Sukadev Goswami is glorifying. Of all things, Lord Vaman is standing with a club in his hand at the door of Bali. And in this verse, which we are discussing today, very interesting. In the first verse, it is mentioned, Lord Vaman is saying that if the demons transgress your rule, I will personally kill them with my disc. And then he mentions that I will give you protection from everyone. And then he also says, moreover, you will also be able to see me there. That means Krishna will protect, but Vamandev gave him special mercy, vision, that not only I'll protect you, sometimes Krishna can protect us even being not visible to us. But here he is telling that you will be able to see me also there. And then he told that I will also protect you from the demonic association. So this is what Vamandev is telling. And the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam mentions one example that how actually Vamandev proved his word by protecting Bali Maharaj. And he mentions, when Ravan, the powerful demon, came to gain victory over Bali Maharaj, Vamandev kicked him at a distance of 80,000 miles with his big toe. So this is, Vamandev was there. When Ravan came to conquer Bali Maharaj, Vamandev just gave him a football kick and he went 88,000 miles down. So this is how Vamandev showed that he is there for Bali Maharaj. There is one more example given in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, that one time Durvasa Muni, he was staying in Kushasthali, and a demon Kusha attacked him with his associates. And Durvasa Muni was very much troubled. The great Durvasa Muni could not do anything against the demons. And immediately that time Narad Muni came and told him, go and take shelter of Vamandev. He is there in Sutala Loka. Ask for protection from him. So Durvasa Muni came running to Sutala Loka and he asked Vamandev for protection. Please come and protect me from this Kusha demon. And Vamandev said to him that, I cannot do anything to you because I am the servant of Bali Maharaj. I am protecting him here. Unless he gives permission, I cannot go anywhere. So this is Lord Vamandev's protection. He did not even go when Durvasa Muni came. He waited till Bali Maharaj orders. And then, after that, he agreed to go. So the point is that how Krishna, when he promises, his promise is pakka. There is guarantee. And in this case, Bali Maharaj was staying in Sutal Loka, which is a heavenly subterranean heavenly planet. And even in that planet, amidst the association of demonic mentality, Lord Vamandev protected him and kept his devotional service intact. So this is the glory of Bali Maharaj due to his connection with Prahlad and his devotional contribution of giving everything in spite of all the problems he faced to his family and his guru. He surrendered to the lotus feet of Vamandev, and Lord Vamandev amply rewarded him in Sutala Loka. Hare Krishna. Any comments? You want to speak? Any questions? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you so much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.